This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Not a lot to report this week. We didn't have votes until Wednesday, and even then the critical issue before the House was voting once again to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Right now, all federal agencies are funded through the end of September, except those under the Homeland Security umbrella. Those agencies are in shutdown mode, except, of course, those deemed essential, like TSA, the Coast Guard, and the like. And even then, those employees are working without a paycheck. It'll be up to the Senate to take the bill we passed this week and end the shutdown. I don't see a lot of energy on that side of the Capitol to do that. Capitol Hill was also abuzz this week after last week's strike on Iran and a flurry of classified briefings on Operation Epic Fury. And late in the week, the president replaced Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem with Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. That opens up a race for who takes Mullen's Senate seat. It's no secret that my colleague and fellow Arkansas Tech alum Kevin Hern is going to run. It's expected that Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt will as well. I know my friend Stephanie Bice is giving it some thought. So the domino effect will be in play. House members who take a shot have to give up their seats to run, and that creates a pathway for others to seek a House seat. So a little excitement in the Sooner State. This week, I also hosted the first of several hearings with my subcommittee on transportation and housing and urban development. In front of our subcommittee were the inspectors general of the Department of Transportation and Housing and Urban Development. A lot of conversation about matters of importance to both agencies, along with congressional oversight. We rely on these inspectors general to examine the inner workings of these departments to ensure compliance with congressional intent and, of course, statute. It should not be surprising to know that we spent a lot of time in that meeting discussing issues like improper payments, thought to be in the billions of dollars, and the waste, fraud, and abuse where federal outlays are concerned. Of specific interest to me on the transportation front remains aviation safety. We've poured a lot of money into much-needed modernization efforts at the FAA. We're hiring another 2,500 air traffic controllers to fill a void in the controller space, and it's essential the money we are fronting the FAA, and that's $12-plus billion out of the reconciliation bill and another $4 billion in facilities and equipment accounts, is spent wisely. Modernization is hard. It's usually a money problem. Congress has been good to front-load this effort, and tracking its progress is a high priority of mine. That said, this coming week, I'm pleased to tell you that I'll host the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration in the district. Brian Bedford will come to town on Tuesday for 2 days, and we'll show him what we're doing in Arkansas's 3rd District. He'll join us Wednesday for the dedication of the new air traffic control tower at XNA, a multi-million-dollar improvement to that fast-growing airport. We're excited to welcome Administrator Bedford to the region. It will also be nice to have the top-ranking officer in the United States Air Force in the district. General Ken Cruiser Wilsbach, the Air Force Chief of Staff, will visit Ebbing Air Force Base in Fort Smith to get a firsthand look at the F-35 training mission well underway. The general will also stop over in Bentonville to see the Game Bird facility, where that carbon fiber high-performance aerobatic airplane called Game Bird is manufactured. The company's also producing a new airframe, this one called Game Bird 2, whose purpose is to haul water to help fight forest fires. House Republicans are headed down to Doral next week to huddle on policy objectives for the coming year, so no votes next week in the House. Out of the retreat, there should be clarity on what's going to be proposed on matters of a potential defense supplemental funding package and or another reconciliation package. I hope you've had a great week. Looks like we're getting some much-needed rainfall, and that's great relief to our cattle farmers. And good luck to the basketball Razorbacks as they wrap up the regular season and head to the SEC tournament next week. March Madness is about to get into full swing. Good luck with your brackets. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.